Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated during an attack by gunmen inside his home early Wednesday. The killing was confirmed by the country's interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, who said the president's wife was wounded in the attack. A group of unidentified individuals, some of them speaking Spanish, attacked the private residence of the President of the Republic and thus fatally wounded the head of state, Joseph said in a statement. A state of emergency was declared, and the police and military were currently in control of security, he added. Joseph condemned the president's killing as hateful and inhumane. He promised that democracy and the republic will win. Haiti has recently experienced an increase in gang violence, anti-government protests, and a rise in coronavirus infections. The streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, remained mostly quiet Wednesday morning. But there were reports of people damaging some businesses in one part of the city. Officials closed the country's international airport. President Moïse, who was 53, had been ruling by decree for more than a year. This was after the country failed to hold elections and the opposition demanded that he step down in recent months. Joseph is likely to lead Haiti for now, said Alex Dupuy, a Haiti-born sociologist who teaches at Wesleyan University in the United States. He told the Associated Press that the best possible situation would be for Joseph and opposition parties to come together and hold elections. But in Haiti, nothing can be taken for granted. It depends how the current balance of forces in Haiti plays out, Dupuy said. Haiti's police force is already dealing with a recent increase in violence in Port-au-Prince that has displaced more than 14,700 people, he added. Former President Michel Martelly, whom Moïse succeeded, said he was praying for First Lady Martina Moïse. Officials said the 47-year-old First Lady was receiving treatment in the hospital. A person who lives near the president's home told the AP she heard the attack. "I thought there was an earthquake. There was so much shooting," she said. The woman did not want to be named because she said she feared for her life. The president had problems with many people, but this is not how we expected him to die. This is something I wouldn't wish on any Haitian. The White House described the attack as horrific and tragic and said it was still gathering information on what happened. Moïse was killed a day after he nominated Ariel Henry, a neurosurgeon, as Haiti's new prime minister. Joseph took over the job of interim prime minister in April following the resignation of the previous head of government, Joseph Jout. Haiti's economic, political, and social problems have recently worsened, with gang violence intensifying in the capital. Inflation also led to food and fuel shortages in a country where 60% of the population makes less than $2 a day. Opposition leaders accused Moïse of seeking to increase his power, including by approving a decree that limited the powers of a court that audits government contracts. The president faced large demonstrations in recent months that turned violent. Opposition leaders and their supporters protested his plans to hold a constitutional referendum with proposals that would strengthen the presidency. I'm Brian Lin.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.